Coming up on TMS, Brian tries to hack the system.
Hashtags don't work that way.
That cat rose from his grave.
That three-breasted lady got busted.
Ghostbusters is happening. Busted, I see. That's pretty good. Ghostbusters is happening.
Chris Pratt is Indiana Jones.
Or as. He may not be
or
is.
Or Christ.
Yeah. Christ Pratt. Oops. Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time.
Your emails and more on this fine episode of The Morning Stream.
Every day, the Facebook is making it easier for people to live, cleanse, work, and play.
Hey, Alan. Ready to go kayaking? I'm just finishing up here connecting with my friends.
Communicating with your friends on your computer?
Yeah, I just got the Facebook.
Sounds fun. Listen, I can't go kayaking.
What?
I've got to send something for my mom's birthday. It's tomorrow. And call a coworker to see if she'd like to grab a drink.
Well, hey, we can take care of that before we go. It's easy with the Facebook.
The Facebook can do all that?
Smoke weed every day.
The Morning Stream. 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 The Morning Stream.
Will they ever get off this damn island? This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream, TMS. Okay, so I guess there's some confusion about this Facebook thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a fake ad. That's a real
really?
Deal, but it's not for the. It's not for Facebook as you know it, or even the old The Facebook that you would might right. be familiar with. It's for some weird computer-based Facebook thing that was called that in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, pre-2000s when Facebook was an actual thing. I guess. And you didn't upload your photos. You would mail them in to somebody and they would post them there. And if you ever wanted prints of those photos, the company, one of their services was, they would print these photos for you.
Because that thing sounded like a total, you know, it sounded like genuine old computer, you know, you can do all that on your computer, kind of like, mm-hmm. like a real genuine thing from the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they started talking about the Facebook, I thought, oh, okay, so this is some sort of like new parody video. Mm-hmm. But you're saying no.
I'm saying it appears to be something. Oh, here it is right here. Facebook with a space.
Oh, face, Facebook.
Hold on. Let's see. Colleges, universities, faculty, something, something. Official. The forerunner of the Facebook service. Let's see. Out of frustration. I can't figure it out. Anyway, it seems legit. Now, somebody may write in and go, Scott, you're such a dummy. That was a total parody. It's been around for years. What are you thinking? But this had like a legit 1-800 number and stuff. So what I thought we'd do today, just for fun, if we can squeeze this in. is we're going to call this 1-800 number.
Love it.
Okay, and we're going to see what happens. So hold on. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. Okay, I got to pull up. Oh, Skype, how's this going to work? I guess I can add to call. Show dial pad. Okay, here we go. We're going to go 1-800. Can you hear that beep?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 6-1-4-3-4-3-4. I guess.
Send. Submit.
No
go. Make it go.
There's no option to do that. What do you do? Can I not send? Oh, come on now. It won't let me send. Okay, well that's entirely disappointing.
Is there a picture of a green telephone handle?
There's not. There's nothing. Okay. Show screen. Send contact. Send ticket. Add people to this call. Maybe I'll do it here. Okay. 1-800.
Cars sorry, for kids.
This is the worst thing ever. 3-4-3-4. All right. So we hit enter. And we say we want that number. Add to call. Nope. Not going to work. All right. By tomorrow, I'll have this worked out. We'll call this the Facebook and see if it's for real. It appears to be for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I have other ads to play for it, so you'll hear more of that later in the show.
The face Facebook.
Very strange. So, a couple of things. I want to hear how your hacking the Coke machine went.
Yeah, so, well, it's going to be a very short thing. So, I went to Qdoba, right? Mm-hmm. So, first thing I did is I went into the app and I said, I'm going to create a brand new mixed drink called the Randy Jordan.
Okay, because and some backstory real quick. We talked at length at FilmSac either, I think, before the show.
It might have been before FilmSac. We were talking about this. Yeah.
Where it was like these new, what are they called? They're like jukebox
Coca-Cola freestyle machines.
Sure, and they have an app associated with them. You can go, we discovered this while we were all talking. You can get this app, and then you can go and Bluetooth your mix, your like down to the ounce sort of combinations mixtures. Right. And some people have been using it to like screw up the drinks that people are going to pick up right now as they're walking through the place. And anyway, all this talk about it led to you going, well, I can go to Qdoba. They're one of the people using it and I can give this thing a try. So anyway, there's the story up till now. So what happened?
By the way, people are saying that my video just went black. Did you do something when you were calling all the Facebook?
All of it went black. What happened there? Hold on.
Sorry.
Get this figured out.
Okay. So I'll keep telling the story while you do that. Yeah, go ahead. So, all right. So I go in, I create my mix called the Randy Jordan, which is 50% Fanta Orange and 50% Coke Zero. Okay. Or Fanta Zero, Fanta Orange Zero, and Coke Zero. Okay. Called it, plug it in the app, sign in, do all the stuff with the app. Right.
Okay. All right.
Show up Qdoba, get my smothered veggie burrito, whatever, go to the thing, get my, I'll take a soft drink, and they give me a cup. And I walk over to the Pepsi or the Coke freestyle machine, and there's nothing in the app that says, oh, okay, well, here's what you do. Like, you go to the main menu, and it's like, my mixes, my achievements, my profile. Well, so I figured out that on the bottom left corner, there's a little picture of a square with three other little squares in it. It's like, okay, that's got to be like the QR code. I thought actually it was a picture of the machine itself, but it's like, oh, okay, that's a QR code.
Yeah.
You click that, says, hey, can I access your camera? You say yes. And then it says, great, point this at the little QR code on the display screen on the freestyle machine. And so I'm looking, I find a little thing. It's not on the screen, but it's like lower down on the front of the machine. It's got a picture of a Coke bottle and a little, looks like a couple little camera holes so it can take pictures of you.
Right.
But right next to it on the bottle of the Coke is a QR code. So I'm thinking, great, this is the one.
Yeah.
So I hold the camera up there and, you know, there's other people who I can see are you know, getting their food. And I'm thinking they're going to totally want to get a drink after they get their food. I'm totally taking up this stupid machine. The thing says, nope, that's not the QR code from the display. Find the QR code on the display. There's no QR code on the display. It's just got all the pictures of all the different drinks you can get. Oh. So I look around. I, you know, hit the buttons to see if there's a home screen where I'll see the QR code, nothing. So I'm thinking that this is another machine where they've disabled the downloadable or the Bluetooth connectivity because of kids causing problems and
messing with old people who were like up there to get a Coke and they walk away with some Fanta mix Dr. Pepper thing.
We're gonna make them drink a grape ginger ale.
Yeah, exactly. So is that the bottom line? You think they disabled it?
I think they disabled it. So the app still shows a few other little red dots where there's a freestyle machine nearby. Mm. I might try a different one today because apparently the King Supers Deli, the grocery store deli, also has one. And I love picking up a sandwich from the King Supers Deli. So yeah. I might.
That sounds really good right now.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I also,
the King Supers Deli.
I like the way you said it. It's very New York kind of Jew guy because you said, I love to get a sandwich from the King Supers Deli.
Don't forget the pickle with my sandwich.
You
didn't include that last time, and I was very disappointed when I got home.
If we've learned anything about the Coke jukebox machine, it's this.
There's different flavors that you can get.
So we know that.
So true.
We're aware of that. All right. Well, that's good news. Yes. A quick PSA for everybody out there. Don't use hashtags anymore. Quit using hashtags.
Wow, none of them, huh?
Well, use them, but quit using them wrong. So I got a tweet from some trolley dude yesterday.
Okay.
Brian Dunaway and I did for something totally unrelated, which I won't get into, but got this this tweet. And I don't like it when people use every other word as a hashtag. It's like, I hashtag really didn't hashtag like what you said on that hashtag podcast. It's like, stop it. Stop it. What is that? Right. That is not how you use this. If I was a parent, I would step in, smack your hand, and teach you the right way. Damn it. That's annoying. Everything isn't a hashtag. I've seen some people do every word as a hashtag. Also, you, the letter U, is not the word you, especially when you still have about 50 characters left. Spell it out! All right. That's my old man PSA for the day.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. Nice.
I did want to mention today a link that we got from a fan. It's from a tadpooler, someone in our midst who is going through a real rough time. Okay. There's a blog post, and I'm going to mention it here. It's actually at Salen Tippy, S-A-L-E-N Tippy, T-I-P-I, .tumblr.com is where this post is, so you can read more about it. But this is from somebody whose husband got really, really sick. They're dealing, at the mere age of 38, a very rough heart disease. Mm. And this post really got to me, because the post goes into great depth about dealing with this, how to deal with it, being frustrated, not sure how to get the help they need, losing their father and brother to similar things, and they were relative young ages. So this person went ahead and started a GoFundMe campaign, and sure, I thought people should maybe go check it out and see if it's something they want to support. This kind of stuff gets to me when people are dealing with really hard stuff like this, and they're one of our own. So go check him out at GoFundMe.com/Julie Coleman, C-O-L-E, can't even talk, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Julie Coleman at GoFundMe.com, and, dig a little deeper and see if you can help these poor guys out. I just feel terrible about it.
Oh.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that. And finally, before we get to Daryl, the 32nd Film Festival is afoot. It is happening. Ooh, I'm curious if I've gotten any entries yet. Let's just take a look.
Foot?
It's a foot.
It's a foot or a contest. Which is it?
Well, let me explain. Oh, here it is. We've got some responses. Let's see how many. We have one submission so far.
Oh, wow.
And it's from someone we know. I'll tell you in the chat who it is. Here you go. Enjoy that Skype note. Okay. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, we need you to get on it. You've got time, the 15th of February. It is up to 30 seconds at maximum. It can be as short as you want, though, but it can't be any longer than 30 seconds. That's the whole point of it. It must include a Sharpie and the phrase, "We can do this together." It doesn't mean you have to write anything with a Sharpie. You can use the Sharpie in any way you like, except in that weird Reddit way.
Almost any way you like.
Yeah, I had the misfortune of somebody sending me a link to that subreddit, and man.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, what the hell is going on there? What is happening to society? Anyway, no rules on the theme or take. You can do whatever you want. Try to keep the thing between G and PG-13. It must be submitted to tiny.cc/TMSfilm. That's tiny.cc/TMSfilm. You can submit as many as you like. If you want to make more than one, you have multiple ideas, you can send more. All of this by the 15th. 2015, somebody asked, what's our stance on music that is copyrighted or actors without signing, SAG card things or any weird stuff like this?
Oh, geez.
It's discretion of the filmmaker. We are not overseeing any of those rules. If you use music that is going to get muted because YouTube doesn't like it, just know that that may happen. And, it, right. and if
we
it affects.
We won't mute it. We won't say, no, you can't use that music. But, yeah. If you do use it and YouTube says then that's on you.
Yeah, that's on you and YouTube to work out. But the downside of that is if they mute it and we can't see it or hear it, well, that would suck for you and you probably won't win. So, mm-hmm. At your discretion is what we're saying. February 15th, 2015, tiny.cc/TMS.
February 15th.
I'm pretty excited about it.
I am too.
Yeah. Gonna get that going. All right, we're gonna call Daryl now. Cause why not? Why the hell not? I mean, why not, really? If you're gonna ask yourself a question, why not? All right, here it is. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brought to you by.
Well, on Coverville today, you're going to be hearing a hair metal cover story. Covers by Warrant, LA Guns, Motley Crue, Whitesnake, all those bands. Poison, Def Leppard, those great hair bands of the 80s and early 90s. And covers of those bands as well on a special hair metal, all hair metal Coverville today at 2.
Sweet. That sounds awesome. Oh, man. Warrant, eh? Aren't they? Warrant. They're cherry pie, aren't they?
They are cherry pie.
Okay.
And Heaven.
And Heaven. Oh, yeah, they had one other song that you could recognize.
They had one other song that warned.
Daryl, are you there?
Oh, I am.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you do a video this morning of your flag?
As always.
All right. Let's take a look. It's Flag Watch 2015. Yeah. Oh, did you see it? I haven't had a chance. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to have to sift through a bunch of crap here. Let's see. That's not Daryl. I really should just unfollow half of these people. Oh, here we go. Oh my gosh, dude. You're insane. That's really great. That's the power, the energy in today's flag watching. Whew.
Yeah, somebody said I wasn't getting into them much anymore, so I tried to get more into that one.
I don't know that you could be more into it than that. That was intense. Okay, well, Daryl, it's good to have you as always. Let's get to it. Daryl's the Trek nerd. He does Star Trek trivia here on the show. And as of yet, undefeated in 2015 for Star Trek trivia. So today is the day. I don't know. We'll find out. Here's the question. In the original series episode, The Enterprise Incident, The Enterprise, that's their ship, you know, enters Romulan space and is quickly captured by Romulans. A Romulan comes on the view screen and addresses the bridge. This Romulan's name is Tal. What rank is this Romulan officer? And can you tell their rank by how big their shoulder pads are? That's a big question. All right, here's your possible answers. A, Centurion. B, Sub-Commander. C, Commander. Or D, General. So it's Centurion, Sub-Commander, Commander, or General.
My loss will not come today.
Oh, today will not be that day?
Oh.
That's an awful cocky stance. But I like it. I like the cut of your jib.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Let's take another dip that is not fish head related.
Oh, God.
Oh, Brian, here. Let's enjoy this together.
I need to tell you what happened with the fish heads from yesterday.
Totally. Tell me if this sounds familiar, though, before you do that. Hold on. Where is it? Who's that? Who's that? That's Brian.
It sounds like that guy who can't stop burping.
That's what everybody compared it to today. You were so, like, you gagged really hard at some point. Anyway.
There's everybody's new ringtone.
Yep. Okay, I mean, there's so much to choose from. I don't even know what to do here.
Something like...
something tasty.
Like the cream-filled cracker sandwich or the...
How about the Rubisco peanut butter cream-filled cracker sandwich? It's called Rubisco.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Rubisco.
What?
Do you want to do the choco one or the butter one?
Oh, there's more than... I only see peanut
all
butter.
All sorts of flavors you can get.
Oh. Hold on. I only see the one. Oh, no, you're right. There are a bunch more.
Deeper in the box and you'll find choco.
Oh, there it is.
Butter. All right, let's do the peanut butter one.
I don't have a peanut butter. I have just butter, choco, and strawberry.
Oh, I don't have
so
strawberry.
Maybe you didn't get...
I have no strawberry. Maybe that's because they know I like peanut butter.
I have strawberry and I have cream.
Rubisco. Oh, I have all three.
So what three flavors do you have, Scott?
I have... These are the different flavors I can get. I have peanut butter. I have strawberry. I have choco.
Okay, so I have choco and strawberry. Daryl, let's see where Venn diagrams intersect.
Choco, strawberry, and cream.
Oh. All right, well, okay. If you have strawberry, then Daryl Strawberry and us will all have strawberry. Let's do that.
Okay. Or I was going to say we eat the mysterious one that none of us have duplicates of. But let's do the strawberry.
Yeah,
we'll do that. Strawberry?
Yeah, okay. Let's do strawberry. Okay, so these really look like crackers.
Yeah. Like did you already open the package?
Yeah, starting to. It's kind of a hard package. Harder than I thought it would be. Oh, damn it.
Hard,
that freaking
hard
hurt. Ooh, smells really good right now.
Ooh.
So intense, dude. I'll bet you're a loud barfer, aren't you?
I am. Oh yeah. There is no quiet barfing from me, man.
Same here.
Everyone in the house.
Here, you want it? This is my impression of that. That's basically me when I was a kid. I'd do that. But if you ever heard my sister Misha, my Korean sister Yak, here's what she'd sound like. That's it. That's all you'd hear.
That's it. Really?
Yep.
Wow.
She was so quiet.
Super quiet.
Yep. Jeez. So quiet. Me and
Tina throws up quietly.
Yeah. Me with Kim too. She's totally quiet. I find it creepy that you can barf so quietly.
Right.
To me, it's a violent act.
Exactly. I mean, there is, you know, my body is not my own at that point. Whatever noises I'm making are out of my control.
I feel like that's why I don't like, why I hate it so much. There's a lot of reasons to hate it, but the reason I haven't puked in 10 years is because I won't allow myself, is because I don't like, I feel like that is a moment where you literally have zero control over who you are. For that brief, you know, 10 seconds, you are not your, you're exactly right. Your body is not your own. All right, so these look like saltines with really weird pink goo in them, and we're going to give them a shot.
They totally look like saltines.
Yeah. Triple layer, by the way. Hey, guess what? That tastes like saltines with... that's not very good.
That tastes like exactly what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, just generally. It's not terrible, but it's not like... There's nothing that makes me go, ooh, my favorite candy bar growing up was those crackers with the strawberry in them.
No.
Yeah, I don't like
it. So you can make this at home with saltines and cake frosting.
And probably be a little better because this frosting stuff in here is super bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well. Okay. Hey, right. Look on the bright side. Better than fish heads and squid butts or whatever that was yesterday. Yeah. How'd your cat do, Daryl?
Fish heads and squid butts.
Exactly.
Yes.
How was your cat? I saw some video footage of him eating it.
Yeah. I opened that outside and it just filled the outside air with fish. Fishy, yuck, horrible smell.
Yeah.
So then I wrapped it back up and took it inside and opened it in front of the cat, and the cat stuck its head in the bag like it was the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So I dumped it all in a bowl, and the cat ate it all up like it was the best thing it ever had.
Oh, man, don't you wish you lived in a world where we, like the cat, could just go crazy and love that the way that they do? But we can't. We can't do it. Like, no. The smell of rotting fish. We have been evolutionarily trained to... That is a bad thing
not
for
like
us.
Not like that, right.
Yeah. I don't know why exactly. It's not like that stuff's going to make you sick necessarily. I don't know.
Ooh, that cake frosting that they use in this thing is like that thing that coats the inside of your mouth, the roof of your mouth, with like a
film.
Yes.
Yeah, are you getting that? A little taste of that
frost. Goodbye. Thank you for that.
Not a fan.
Can't wait
to
eat another one tomorrow.
Exactly. Let's now, what do we do now? What we're going to do now is, I forgot what we're doing now. What are we doing? Oh, we've eaten, so that was good. How about a birthday?
How about a birthday? Arnold Moss would have been 105 today. He played Anton Caridian on the TOS episode. Oh, what was the episode? I didn't write it down. Oh. Well, he was the Shakespearean actor guy. And sprayed poison in some guy's milk.
I'd rather he spray milk in some guy's poison, but that's just me. I have a quote here. This is what he said he learned from his years of acting and being part of Star Trek.
The more I learn.
What? That makes no sense. Well, but happy, how old? Or is he dead?
He's gone. He died in 1989.
Oh. At what age? The ripe old age of?
At age of subtract 105 from today and do some math.
Wow. You're worse than my algebra teacher when I was growing up. All right. Well, all I have to say about that is...
Smoke weed every day.
All right. Great. Daryl, let's get back to your question. You got this one here about this Centurion subcommander, commander, or general... what was the Romulan named Tall? And it sounds like you're pretty confident. So I think Mitsula's still, we're working out the math, but we still don't. It's a bit of a conundrum why you've won so much. Maybe because the questions suck, Mike. Hey, Mike, maybe the questions are terrible. Maybe they're not hard enough.
On the Enterprise in the original series, what was the name of the captain that was on all three seasons?
What was the name of the ship?
Yeah, the Vulcan second-in-command science officer. What was his name? Was it Spurk? Was it Spock? Was it Spork?
Or Smock?
Or was it Smock? All right, just kidding. Daryl, what do you say? What do you think?
Well, there's been some hard guesses, so they haven't been all easy. But this one is... because it was Sub-Commander Tall.
Sub-Commander, you say? Let's find out. Is it Tall or Tal, by the way?
I say tall.
Congratulations.
All right, fine.
You're a winner.
If you'd have gotten that egregiously wrong, maybe we could have had something. But no, you got it right. Subcommander, he is the Subcommander. It turns out the Enterprise is ordered into Romulan space. Spock kills Kirk with a Vulcan death grip. However, this is all part of the plan. Here is a clip of Subcommander Tall addressing Kirk. Here you go.
You have been identified as the Starship Enterprise. Captain James T. Kirk, last known to be in command.
Your information is correct. This is Captain Kirk.
I am Subcommander Tal of the Romulan fleet. Your ship is surrounded, Captain. You will surrender immediately or we will destroy you.
All right. Matter of fact, businesslike, mm-hmm. as always. Yes,
and then we will go out for burgers.
Would you like a burger, Captain? I would. All right. Well, there's my impression of Kirk, and that is my impression of Daryl winning again. Yet again.
Yay!
Getting lobbed a softball. Way to go, Daryl. He's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him on This Week in Trek, thisweektrek.com, and the Grumpy Cast. And now, Daryl will entertain us with a game of his own. What is it?
Oh, I'm unprepared. Let's dip into the bottom of the barrel because I'm out of flag ones.
All right.
What do we have here? How about hell? What do we have? I have no Starship or brand of glasses.
Okay, here's your...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one. Here's your theme.
Here come the dot JPEGs. I just saved you a trip to the beach.
All right. Here come the dot JPEGs. All right, go.
Hobie.
Hobie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hobie, it's a Starship or a glasses. It's got to be glasses, dude. Mm-hmm. Like some hippie brand.
Yeah, Hobie. Oh, I mean, it's a name of a type of sailboat, yeah. The Hobie Cat. Yeah. I'm going to say glasses too. I think you're on the right.
Nobody
on the
goes.
Money.
Oh yes, the USS Hobie is coming to range, Captain. What should we do?
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. What's going on? all right. We'll say yeah. We agree.
Well, I'm glad I chose this question because you have been not stumped. You are right. It's.
Cut him off. I didn't mean to cut him off. That's it. But it's nice to know we won.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the it's the news,
and
it's brought to us by.
In all the universe, only a handful of sentient worlds create music, let alone the most evolved form of music, rock and roll. Earth was on track to be admitted into the Galactic Union, but somewhere along the line, its rock and roll turned weak. The Galactic Union wanted to send the best band in the galaxy to Earth in order to steer humanity back on its proper path, but they weren't available. Instead, they had to send the second best band, Red Hot Rebellion. Check out The Mission, Red Hot Rebellion's brand new graphic novel and concept album, by visiting themission.redhotrebellion.com.
That's intriguing.
I listened to some of that. It's good.
Oh, did you? Cool.
Good stuff, yeah.
You going to play some on Coverville at some point? Or?
Not on Coverville, but maybe on here.
Maybe on here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Do you remember the story about the three-breasted woman?
I do, and people were thinking that it had to do with a publicity stunt for American Horror Story for a while, and many people thought that she was just an idiot.
Yeah. Well, it turns out the latter is more true. It was kind of a publicity stunt, but not for anything official or anything with any kind of momentum behind it. It was really just them trying to dupe everybody and create a bunch of viralness and all that, which I guess it succeeded in some ways. But Jasmine Tridevil, the 21-year-old once claimed she'd gotten cosmetic surgery to obtain a third breast, was arrested on a DUI charge in Tampa, Florida on Monday.
Oh.
Most people wouldn't even make the news, except she was the internet celebrity who had the outrageous triple boob.
Right.
And now she's in trouble for...
Oh, this is not a good photo, too. Is that the sheriff's office photo? Is that... It looks like her mascara is running, like she's just been...
Crying, yeah.
Crying her eyes out. But there's also a watermark on it, so I can't tell where the...
Yeah, where the watermark looks like a faded tattoo. Or
it
something.
Does, yeah.
That's really weird. Is that the same girl? Yeah, it's the same girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely the same girl.
It says here... let's see. Additionally, the website listed as belonging to her boasts of being, quote, a provider of internet hoaxes since 2014. Most damning... What? This is weird. Most damning of all, Hessler's luggage was stolen at the Tampa International Airport, and the claim Hessler filed on her stolen items states that she had a three-breasted prosthesis in her bag.
Right. Yeah, that came up when we told the story the first time about the luggage
that
part. Getting stole, yeah,
oh, that's funny. Stolen. That's totally funny. I didn't know that.
Did I say stoled?
So you said stoled, yeah.
Stoled.
Yeah, what's up with you? What happened there? That was bad. That was really bad.
I don't know.
All right.
Can't be held responsible. My body was not my own.
It was not your own. All right. Let's talk about Miracle Cat. Miracle Cat claws its way out of his own grave 5 days after being buried. This is true.
Yeah, this is one of those things that when somebody sent this via Twitter, let me pull up who sent that to. Xantar. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Xantar. Where is it? It is...
You got a bunch of emails too. It looks like
Dodd Vicker. Oh, of course, Dodd. Yes.
Dodd oh yeah, Dodd this. Knows. He's sure. He's a guy. He knows stuff.
Yeah, this was on ABC7.com. This cat. This photo of this cat is just
horrifying.
It really is. I mean, it is the stuff of nightmares.
It's really bad. Put that in the chat in case they haven't seen it.
I did. Oh, I put it in there.
Nice. Well, here's the deal. They put human society. They mean the Humane Society. I don't know. That's a terrible. Terrible
the
typo.
Human Foundation, you know.
The humans, yeah, of course, the Society for Humans of Tampa Bay released a statement to ABC explaining that or what happened to Bart. This is the name of the cat, not the name of the public transit system in San Francisco. After his owner discovered that he had been hit by a car, the cat appears to be lifeless and the owner buried him. 5 days later, the cat showed up in his neighbor's yard alive. How does the Humane Society believe the cat pulled off the feat? It wasn't easy, even for this resilient little guy. Quote, He had dug himself out of the grave and slowly made his way back home, albeit in a weak, dehydrated state and in need of medical attention, said the Southern, obviously Tampa Bay-based Humane Society.
Wow.
He had wounds to his face, broken jaw, and a ruined eye. Oh, man. How would you like to be known as the guy who has a ruined eye?
Ruined eye. Ruined.
I used to have a ruined eye.
You did? You got it fixed.
I did.
This poor cat, I swear. And the stupid owner, like, all right, so he didn't take it to a vet or anything, I'm guessing, just oh, cat got hit by a car. Yep. It's not moving. Must be dead. Let's bury it.
Yep. So apparently the owner couldn't afford vet treatments, so the cat was taken to the Humane Society, which is now taking care of him. Cat is expected to make somewhat of a recovery. Won't get his eye back, but, no. I'd keep that cat. I would totally keep that cat. No problem.
Yeah, of course. Well, what are you going to do? You can't,
Oh, it's such a great story, though.
Totally. Like, I'm just picturing, like, you know, the lightning striking over the cemetery, and you see this paw rising from the grave sticking out.
Yep. Fred, who was the guy that played Herman Munster? That guy would show up.
Fred Gwynne.
Yeah, uh-huh. Fred Gwynne would show up. I've seen Pet Sematary. I know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that photo. I'm just gazing at it in disbelief. Oh, the poor thing. Just look at that. Whatever, dude, cats are amazing. I am sure the cat that when we moved took off and we couldn't find him, so we don't know where he is now, but Henry is somewhere.
I miss Henry.
I miss Henry.
Carter loved Henry. I love Carter. I love all the kids.
What a stoner I was. What was I doing?
Did you feed the cat?
We don't have a cat anymore.
His name is Henry.
His name's Henry.
Aww.
Oh. Turtle coming out of my butt.
Exit only.
Exit only. All right.
My exit wound.
Still getting comments from people saying that Monday's show is perhaps the highest point of the show's history.
I think so.
We'd probably retire it at this point. Just say we're done. Let's make a new show.
Yeah, we're done with TMS. Yeah. There's nowhere to go from here but down.
Let's call it the morning, I don't know.
Fade.
Morning fade. I like it. I like it a lot. All right. Well, let's see. HelloFresh.com is not the name of this cat, but man, it is the name of food if you want it good. HelloFresh.com. Go there. Learn how to make cooking fun again. Their chefs make these amazing recipes. And you're thinking, well, what does that mean? No, I mean like not like some dude in a warehouse who's like, how about we put hamburger in it this time? No, we're talking like real gourmet recipes. They send you those exact farm fresh ingredients straight to your door. All the stuff that needs freeze drying, it'll have that. All the stuff that needs to, you know, little ingredients, little salt packets, everything you need. And in 30 minutes or less, you've got a healthy, awesome, delicious meal. And you'll blow the mind of the people you're feeding. Go to the site at HelloFresh.com. Use the code MorningStream. You will get half off your first order at HelloFresh.com. Do it today.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by...
The Keymaster. Are you the Keymaster, Scott?
No, I'm Gozer, the gatekeeper. Was Gozer the gatekeeper?
Yeah, Gozer. Okay. Right. Gozerian.
I'm glad you brought that up because... Well, before I mention that...
Yeah.
What was I going to... I was going to tell you something. Ah, crap.
Something about HelloFresh?
No, but it reminded me of it. Damn it.
Shit, Parnell?
Oh, that Parnell guy.
Really?
Yeah. What was his name again? Hold on.
Chairman J. Parnell.
J. Parnell, isn't it? J. Parnell. Okay. I'm going to tell you. Here we go. J. Parnell Thomas. Maybe we've talked about this. Have I talked about this?
I know we've mentioned his name before on the show.
He spent 9 months in a federal prison for corruption, that guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he has this like early life and career where he's super anti-communist, part of the hearings and everything. And then later, corruption charges, imprisonment. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Rumors about corrupt policies, this and this and this. He was taking $1,200 a year as a kickback to his salary to avoid taxation.
Very bad man.
He's a very bad man. he claimed this is the irony. He claimed the Fifth Amendment and wouldn't talk during his hearings, but was somebody who said that nobody should be allowed to take the Fifth when it came to communism in the Hollywood film industry. Mm. Like, there's some real dark business with that clip that we play every day.
Wow.
Anyway, he died at 70.
Zool was the gatekeeper.
No, Zool was the gatekeeper. Gozer was the
traveler. Gozerian.
Was he the traveler? He was the name that was fun to say. That's all.
Gozer.
Okay, so here's some big news. Boop, 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 boop. An all-women Ghostbusters film is not only for sure happening, but now has a cast. This is confirmed. Yeah. This is real. This isn't fake. This isn't rumor. This isn't, hey, what would be cool? Although I have kind of a problem with one of these. But anyway, let me read who we got.
Really? Okay.
Yep. The new film, the Ghostbusters film, my guess is they'll just call it Ghostbusters. And I really hope that instead of Peter Venkman, her name is like, you know, Priscilla Venkman or something. It needs to be. What I really want from this is a femalification of the old thing.
You really want a direct alternate reality world.
Kind of.
The Ghostbusters, just where they all happen to be women.
Yeah, cats and dogs living together. I want that line in there. I want all of it.
Oh, see, I'd want this to take place in the same world as the original Ghostbusters, but I don't think it needs to be a shot-for-shot remake.
Well, here's what I want. Well, let me tell you who we got. Okay. So, it's an all-women cast. Mm-hmm. Bridesmaids director Paul Feig has recently tweeted an image of what's expected to be the film's four leads. You have... joining it, Kristen Wiig, who will likely play the Venkman-style character.
Right.
That's my guess. You got Melissa McCarthy, who is in too many things, and I think I'm done with her. So let's not have her in this. Let me guess. She will be loud, boisterous, and very inappropriate in her scenes.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I'm thinking that's what will happen.
Oh, I hope you're wrong, but... Yeah.
You know what I mean. That's what you hire her for now.
I want to see St. Vincent because I hear that she plays a very different character in St. Vincent.
Yeah, you almost have to go back to like Gilmore Girls to be reminded that she wasn't always so in your face. Mm-hmm. And I understand that's what her current explosion of popularity comes from. I just feel like it's just wearing me out. It's wearing me out to see her do that over and over.
Sure.
Anyway, then you got Leslie Jones and you got Kate McKinnon. Now, Leslie Jones... is the African-American cast member, so I can only assume she is to take the Ernie Hudson role.
She's going to be the Hudson, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got Leslie Jones, who
Kate McKinnon.
Or Kate McKinnon, sorry. So let's figure out who's more like Ray here. Probably
And see, that's the thing. I mean, maybe they could come up with some new character tropes. Like, all right, you've got the straight-laced, you know, all-science woman, right? Mm-hmm. Who'd probably be Kristen Wiig. Then you've got kind of the goofier Bill Murray type, who'd be the Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
But who says that they have to have, you know, like the the Harold Ramis style character or the Dan Aykroyd style character.
You don't have to have that. I just kind of hope they do. That's all.
Really?
Yeah, there's something about it. I don't know why I want that to happen so much. I know it's a terrible idea, and I know that I probably in practice won't like it, but I like it in theory.
I mean, you could have the staunch feminist who, you know, who's basically saying, why can't we be Ghostbusters? Or why can't, you know, what's... Mm-hmm. The conspiracy theorist. I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, there's other tropes that they could.
There's options here.
Oh, the more I say this stuff out loud, the more I'm really worried about this thing.
Me too. So here's my prediction. Kristen Wiig is Peter Venkman. Melissa McCarthy is Ray. Leslie Jones is Ernie Hudson. And Kate McKinnon is Egon. And then the male roles, so you're going to have to switch around this, right? You're going to have instead of who's the squirrely
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, instead of Sigourney Weaver, you got to get like, I don't know, the guy that plays the Hulk or somebody in there. I'm trying to think of a good actor. I can't think of one.
Mark Ruffalo or yeah, somebody Ruffalo. In the chat earlier was suggesting Joel McHale.
Oh, Joel McHale would be all right.
I think he'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be all right. He's a little, I don't know, he's a little too Peter Venkman like himself. and then, you know, all the ancillary. I don't know why I want this to be just basically the same movie, but with these ladies in it. I just do. Mm-hmm. And you need to have Dan Aykroyd make at least an appearance, okay? You can't just not have Dan Aykroyd not at least. He's got to make at least like a cameo of some kind because it's Dan Aykroyd.
Here's how you do the movie and you make it and it's hilarious, right? All right. Takes place current time, 2015.
Got it.
It's four women who are really big fans of the movie Ghostbusters and decide that they could pull off the greatest hoax by convincing people that ghosts exist and then taking their money by going into their houses and quote unquote eliminating the ghosts.
Okay. I'd watch that too. That's not bad. By the way, Leslie or Kate McKinnon, I guess she's on SNL. I don't watch SNL, yeah. So I miss all these. I never see these.
Yeah, so is Leslie Jones. The two of them are both on. Kate McKinnon is, I think, easily becoming the new Kristen Wiig as far as her versatility. She does an incredible impersonation of Justin Bieber that's scarily accurate.
I have seen that and it's intense.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
I don't like it. In fact, it makes me feel really uncomfortable how, because she kind of nails it in every way. Yeah, whatever, we'll see. Yeah. You know who they gonna call these ladies?
See? and then they could even pull Dan Aykroyd in because he's like, no ladies, it was just, you know, it's just a movie, you guys can't be pulling this hoax. And that's how they can actually get the original actors to make an appearance.
That's a great idea.
They play themselves and they
that's a great idea. He needs to, you don't even have to get Bill Murray, and obviously you can't get Egon, but you know, you don't even have to get some of the other ones who are already iffy on this stuff anyway, that don't really want to be associated with it. You just get Aykroyd. What's he doing right now? Nothing. He's making Crystal Skull vodka and talking about aliens all the time.
Right, exactly.
So do that. That's a great idea. Brian, you're on to something here. There's also a lot of talk right now that Chris Pratt is probably, or as I put in the opener, Christ Pratt.
Christ Pratt?
Christ Pratt.
What's the matter with you?
It is being bandied about that it is very possible, and I actually kind of, I don't know, I can kind of see this, that he is being bandied about as a possible Indiana Jones, or being cast as Indiana Jones in a whole new series of films, not trying to keep dragging Harrison Ford out there. Not trying to figure out a way to make that LaBeouf thing make sense, but like literally saying, all right, let's do some adventures. Let's go back in time. Our Indiana Jones is now Chris Pratt. Let's kind of James Bond this thing a little bit.
Right.
And I'm kind of into it. Like, now, if you'd told me this, you know, pre-Guardians and stuff, I would have laughed at you. But
sure.
But he can probably do this.
So do they do this? Is this a reboot? Is this, I mean, I know that nothing's been decided yet, right?
Yeah.
They just know, oh, Chris Pratt would be great. They would have to do this in a way that it doesn't come out of the timeline that Indiana Jones is in. Part of what makes Indiana Jones great is you've got Nazis, you've got, you know, all this stuff that, that you don't have now that you have to worry about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if Chris Pratt plays grown-up Shia LaBeouf, Mutt Jones or whatever his name is.
I would hate that.
I would hate that too. And that means it takes place like in the late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And
that's not interesting. I need it to happen. Make it happen pre-Raiders. That's fine. Like, do you remember the Indiana Jones thing with
the TV show, Indiana Jones Chronicles?
It was really good.
That could be it. It could be like the gap between Indiana Jones Chronicles and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah. And you kind of tell stories from that. I like that a lot.
Here's Indy in his 20s and 30s or whatever. Late 20s, early 30s. And it's him going after weird golden cups in the ground. And, you know, and like a true Tomb Raider-y thing. And bring that back in force. And forget about all this like continuity and who needs to look like what.
Here's how you do it. You call him Nathan and make it an Uncharted movie. And then you basically get all the good things that you'd want from a Chris Pratt Indiana Jones movie without worrying about selling the name of Indiana Jones.
That's probably a good idea. I mean, here's the problem is that you don't understand. I mean, it's just all about the attitude toward the material. If they would have taken the attitude of like, it's a serial and sometimes those actors change. Not one guy played Tarzan. A lot of this stuff's based on those old serials, right? So... Mm-hmm. Have a different guy and just be true to the core of Indiana Jones, not like your Crystal Skull bullshit that sucked.
Right.
So I'm actually kind of into this. So we'll see. Mm. He's also, I guess they're filming a Western with Denzel Washington next.
Really?
That has me excited.
I bet it would, yeah.
I like Westerns a lot.
Just a straight up Western? I mean, is there anything else we know about
They don't
this?
Say anything else about it. I'm trying to see here.
Oh, with Chris Pratt.
With Chris Pratt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm all in on that. Whatever that is, I'm in. All right, tweakedaudio.com sponsoring today's program. It is tweakedaudio.com. And you can go there and get a sweet pair of earbuds for 33% off by using the code STREAM. You're thinking, well, Scott, that's a third off. No, you're right. It is. It's a third off the price. That's how much they like you and us here at the Morning Stream over there at Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com and get that deal right now. That's Stream at checkout for 33% off. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Recommendals with this week's theme. Totally excited. That'll be fun. Also, Tom's tech time after that and some emails. Brian, do you have music before we get there? Oh, great.
I do.
Oh, great.
Ryan from Cincinnati wrote in, says, hello, Aldor and Scryer, or Alder and Scryer. Mm. I would like to wish my beautiful wife, Emily, a happy 33rd birthday. Being that it's her special day, I would like to request a cover of or by Phil Collins, her favorite artist. She loves the show and really enjoys listening to both on long car trips and the like. I like the like too. Great band.
Yeah.
Keep up the fantastic work. Thanks for doing all you do. We appreciate it. Ryan from Cincinnati.
Thanks, Ryan.
Well, happy birthday, Emily. And you know, hold on to that guy, Ryan, because he obviously cares enough about you to request that we play a song for you.
Okay.
All right. How about a cover of Phil Collins? This was one of my favorite covers of last year, 2014. The best of 2014 episodes I did featured this song among them. It's Kelly Sweet with a single that she released last year, a cover of Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. This is awesome.
All right. Well, let's play it. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh Lord, oh Lord. Before my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. Tonight, oh Lord, I
Call now for the Facebook, a new way to use your computer to communicate, boost, have fun, and get instant news and information.
The comment has been posted.
How long have you had this?
About a week. And it's so easy. All you do is point and click.
But how does it work?
All you need is a computer, a regular phone line, and they give you 10 free hours to check it out.
Call now for your free The Facebook Startup Kit and get free software delivered directly to your home.
Simply ship a few photographs to the Facebook. They'll cover the postage, and an operator will set up your profile.
People look up to the Kardashians?
Well, some people do, Bill. I know you've never seen that show.
And I'm never going to watch that show.
Yes.
I'm exhausted.
This is the Morning Stream. That's some sweet weed, man.
Big thanks to Scott Fletcher for a fresh batch of sweet TMS intros.
Awesome. Some great stuff.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I have so many now, hundreds of them. It's crazy. It's crazy what a few years of podcasting will do. Someone the other day said, "Oh man, I love TMS. I've been here since the beginning, 7 years ago." And I went, "No, 7 years. Dude, it has
That's
not been
possible.
No, it hasn't been 7 years. I don't know where that guy got that, but somehow he was under that impression. All right. Let's get the Nicole train into the station, okay?
Nice. Yes.
Because got some fun stuff planned for Nicole and our regular recommendal segment, which we always enjoy. Mm-hmm. If I can find the damn intro, we will be on our way. Here we go. Oh, yeah, everybody. It's recommendals with Nicole Spagnolo, who is here with us all the way from beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, or their parts around there. I don't want to be real specific. It's a real surprise, though, when I tell you. It's Nicole's bag. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Did you get my little reference? Yeah. You're really quiet. Like, almost silent.
Step closer to the microphone.
I think...
Mark changed the mixer.
Don't you guys have a little visualizer or something? Like a little, rent thing? Eat. Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello?
What the hell he did?
I don't know either.
Sure.
Like you're at the bottom of
Blame Mark. Oh, Mark changed things. Oh.
He did. We moved from a Lexus.
Uh-huh.
I scream really loud. Can you hear me?
Kind of. I feel like throwing a rope down the canyon so you can come up here.
Damn it, Mark.
You really sound so far.
What about now?
Much better.
Better?
Better.
Better.
Oh,
better.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, there we go.
Wow. All right. There. See? Now we know what's up. curse Mark till the end of the day.
I'm like yelling and going, if I scream really loud, can you hear me?
Be a weird episode of TMS. What's going on? How are you? How are you feeling? What's going on?
You know, stuff.
All right.
Things.
I like it.
I don't know. I'm not very clever this time of morning.
I understand completely.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Hey, it's better than an hour ago, right?
It's all scripted, actually.
Yeah, this is... Brian, get your notes up.
I swear I just wrote that line and this one and the one I'm saying now.
So this is great. So we got to ask you.
Oh God, that reminded me of Nerdtacular last year.
Yeah, a little bit.
The yogurt soda.
Yeah, it was terrible. So my question to you is, are you a loud or quiet yakker?
I'm a loud yakker.
Yeah, me too.
And I go, oh no. I talk to myself. Yeah.
Kind of to walk yourself through it. Yeah.
Stuff like, oh, here goes a wolf.
I cuss a lot.
Well, my suggestion for you to stop all the nausea and barfing.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, great. Hey, let's get into it here. Nicole, it comes to us with recommendals, and we do themes, and I love the themes, and today's theme will be now described by Nicole. Nicole, explain today's theme.
All right, today's theme is submitted by Eric Mahler, and it's comedians playing serious roles.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that means, like, you know, we used Jim Carrey as an example last week when we talked about it as being our theme. He's maybe the most famous example, but these have to be streaming films.
Well, Bill Murray, I think, is a big example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's good too.
I remember when he first did, what was it called? River's Edge. What?
Not the Japan one, right?
Lost in Translation.
Way before that. There was something where he was played a war... a soldier, and I'm trying to remember what it was called. Not the River's Edge, but something along those lines. And
Stripes.
I remember what a big deal it was. Yeah, Right. That's it. It was Stripes. What a sad movie that was.
Sad
Seriously
movie.
Sad. Yeah. But that, I remember what a huge deal it was at the time that, oh my gosh, Bill Murray, you know, doing this whole Razor's Edge. Thank you, Iker. Yeah.
Oh.
Razor's Edge.
Yeah, that's true.
That wasn't anybody's pick, right?
No, 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 no.
I just spoiled.
No, 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 no.
I don't think it's
1984 Razor's Edge. Not my pick either, but Bill Murray playing a very serious role.
Hmm. Oh yeah, 84. So that would have been, that's pretty early in his career too. That's mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah.
Why is he looking the way he is on that?
That's a really funny movie cover.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Really bothersome. Right.
So are you going to do like the clips and try to guess each other's movies?
Oh yeah. Heck,
there's
yeah.
no way you're going to guess mine. Mine's so like indie. It's ridiculous. Cool.
Well, let's start with mine. We'll do it like okay. we did last week. We'll start with mine, go around the horn all the way to Nicole, and we will begin with mine. See, this is so, it's not like it's going to be hard to guess. This is not a Quizler at all. You'll totally get it the minute it starts.
It is streaming, right?
It is streaming. I made sure this time.
Are you sure? Because
absolutely
the last
sure.
You were like, yeah, yeah, they're streaming.
Here's how sure I am. I'm sure to the point that I actually watched it.
Oh, okay.
Like 3 days ago. So here it is, my clip.
What's your name?
Django. D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
Oh, man. I just watched Django.
I couldn't
Django.
Even begin to guess what movie that was.
Man, that's a hard one.
So, for a little trivia sake, the guy who's talking to him says the D is silent, and he says, I know. That's the guy who was in the original 1966 Django, which we watched on FilmSack. That's that actor.
Oh, really? So Jamie Foxx is the comedian, right?
Jamie Foxx is the guy.
Sure.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is the guy.
He's a comedian, right? He's
Although, comedian, right? I did not know that Tom Wopat from Dukes of Hazzard, Luke Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, was in this. Neither did I know that Don Johnson was in it. I love his use of cameos. Like,
wow,
some,
no kidding. Yeah. You got Sonny Crockett and Luke Duke.
And Luke Duke. And Luke Duke is unrecognizable. It's amazing. Anyway. Yeah, he does that a lot. Also, there are two very prominent Justified characters in it. In fact, the father and son team of Boyd Crowder and his dad, whatever his name was, Pappy Crowder, also Mr. Friendly from Lost, he was in it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Are you
like
watching the new season of Justified?
I'm going to soon. I'm behind, but I'm going to. I know.
Scott, did I tell you who's in it?
No.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I love
that kid.
I love that guy.
I do too.
Oh. We just talked about him in something.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, I know we were talking about Raising Hope and stuff, but
he was in Deadwood, obviously. But the what was the show that I just watched?
The Raising Hope.
Raising Hope. Binged on that thing.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Binged on everything but the title.
Right. Exactly. Watched.
I love Garrett Dillahunt. He can do some creepy shit. Mm-hmm. That guy. Oh, very exciting. Okay. Well, anyway. For me, it is Jamie Foxx, who got his start on In Living Color and is known for lots of comedic things. He's, of course, known for a lot of other serious roles, and I would even argue now is more known for the serious roles than he is for anything not serious.
Yeah,
didn't
thanks
he
to Ray.
Do an album too, like.
Did he do an album? I don't know.
He did. Well, he was part of that Gold Digger thing. Yep. Exactly.
I did not know that.
Because he played Ray, right?
Right.
Ray Charles. And here's another piece of trivia for you. So he played Ray Charles in that movie, and his wife in that movie is the same lady. I forgot her name now. She's in She's in that Scandal show that my wife likes so much.
Oh, really? Is it
what's her name? Freaking anyway, she played his wife in that and in Django. They were the same. They were a couple again, which is crazy. Huh. Anyway, I went down a Tarantino rabbit hole this week that would boggle your mind. I've read like 16 interviews that he's done.
Oh, wow.
I went back and listened to some audio stuff and some YouTube interviews.
Kerry Williams, is that it?
Kerry Williams, that's it.
Kerry Washington.
Washington, that's it.
Thank you.
You could have said anything. I said, yes, that's it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's Kerry Washington.
And I like her.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Anyway, man, Django. That is officially, I told you yesterday, it's officially my favorite Tarantino movie. All right, so that's me. Brian, I'm going to play your clip.
All right, play my clip.
You ready? Here we go.
Janice, the operator. Who's this?
Okay, this is Barry Egan.
It's a little quiet.
You talked to me? Do you remember?
No.
Call me up.
Sweetheart, I don't remember you.
Cut the crap, lady. You said your name was Georgia. You said our conversation was confidential, and I trusted you. And then you called me, and you asked me for money. Am I right? Am I right? Get your supervisor on the phone. Whoever owns that place.
Oh, that's Adam Sandler. That's a Punch Drunk Love.
You're correct. Very good. Yeah.
It was the Justin Robert Young story.
It sounded like Nicole after Mark had fiddled with the mixer, but yes, it's you are correct. Is that right? That's right.
That is correct. Yeah, Punch Drunk Love was my choice. I was either going to do that one or Rain Over Me, which
I really liked Rain Over Me. I did too.
It has the Don Cheadle in there.
It does have Don Cheadle in it. What's his real name now? Because I forgot.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Don Cheadle. Yeah, but if you say it wrong enough times, yeah. It's easy to do that. I do that all the time. I can't say Saving Private Ryan anymore. I have to say Shaving Ryan's Privates. It just comes out that way. Anyway.
Really, really different movie for Adam Sandler. I mean, this was his first kind of foray into serious roles. He's basically a rageaholic. It's kind of like Anger Management with Jack Nicholson, but as a drama as opposed to a comedy. And he does sales, and he kind of gets involved with this whole shady deal with this phone sex lady and then her boss, which is Philip Seymour Hoffman, mm-hmm. who's fantastic.
So good in it.
Philip
Seymour. Is this your Paul Thomas Anderson joint?
It is. Yeah. Which is a really, really different. I wouldn't say a really different thing for him to do. Because I mean, it's very much along the lines of Magnolia and
quirky
Boogie Nights.
I really want to see his new movie real bad. That Inherent Vice. I want to see that real.
Oh
bad.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Emily Watson, Mary Lynn Raskub, Luis Guzman is in this. Really, really worth checking out.
He brings his entourage.
Really, really,
really
good.
Really good. What's cool about him and so back to the Tarantino connection, there's another connection mm-hmm. here. Those two hang out all the time. I guess they're best of friends.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No.
Not Philip Seymour. Paul. I'd like to see that trick.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat trick. Yeah.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, they hang out all the time. And the only time when the friendship only gets a little weird when Tarantino asked him to show him his feet. Other than that, it's fine.
Hey, look at that. Check out that girl's feet.
Please, yeah,
you see that?
Yeah.
You see that?
I'm going to put that in my next movie.
Is there a sign on her that says, check out my feet?
Those are
really, really
nice feet. All right. Well, there's two. Now we go to Nicole. What do we got?
All right. It would be amazing if you got this. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The film came out in 2011.
Okay.
And it has two comedians.
Whoa.
Two comedians that are playing a serious role.
You can play White Chicks, aren't you? Clip from White Chicks. It's Wayans Brothers, right?
Very serious film. Yeah, very dark, serious film.
No. And I'm crossing my fingers that I can actually give you guys audio. So here you go.
Okay. And nothing.
Do you hear it?
Nope.
Do you not hear it?
No.
Your fingers crossed is not helping.
Do you have a... Is it linked somewhere?
I can Mark, play it. You really suck. No, I guess I could send it to you.
Send it. Is it an MP3?
It's a YouTube video.
I'll just put a link in the Skype and I'll play it.
All right.
I can do that.
And Scott won't guess because he'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it starts about minutes, 10 seconds in.
Okay. I'm going to click it and not look, okay?
It's okay if you look.
All right. I'll look. Ooh, there's eating noises.
Yeah, they're eating.
Nothing.
They're having dinner.
All right.
So. Yep. So how's everything?
Fine. What? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know.
You can
say something.
Stop.
A lot of awkward pausing there.
Yeah. And this movie is very awkward.
I was going to say, when you were describing it as having two comedic leads, it's not the Skeleton Twins, is it?
No.
They're not leads. They're more, I mean, they're part of the role. It's Seth Rogen and Sarah Silverman are in this.
Oh.
And so, it's a serious movie? It's called
Take
This
Waltz?
It's
a very, very serious movie.
Oh, is this... Your children, something.
No, it's called Take This Waltz.
Take This Waltz. Okay.
Yeah.
And a while back, I recommended a documentary called The Stories We Tell.
Mm-hmm.
This film, Take This Waltz, is by the same woman who was part of that movie, The Stories We Tell. And a weird side note, she also appeared in that Mr. Nobody movie with Jared Leto that I had recommended.
Oh, I want to see that. I still haven't seen that.
She's in a lot of movies I've been watching lately, and I didn't even realize it. But this is her film. It has Michelle Williams, Seth Rogen, Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman plays a recovering alcoholic. Seth Rogen is, he's writing a cookbook. And he's married to Michelle Williams. And most, I will warn you, if you like big action and you're not really into like slice of life kind of slower paced movie, avoid this one. You will think it's boring. But what I think it does really well is kind of capture how we sometimes get bored in life. So Michelle Williams, she's getting bored and in her marriage, and she has a great marriage. She's happily married. But there's she meets a really attractive kind of, you know, I don't know, mysterious guy. And she starts kind of fantasizing about what her life would be like with this other guy. And the dance she plays with both her husband and this other guy. And it's one of those weird, at first I didn't like the ending, but that's just sometimes how things happen. It was almost too real. Like one of those, if you watch movies to be completely satisfied and have that perfect story and put a bow on it at the end, you're not going to like this film. I'm warning you right now.
Interesting. I like that too.
Directed
maybe not
by,
quite the level of like Blue Valentine, but.
Yeah.
Right.
Directed by Sarah Pauley, of all people.
Oh, wow. Actress Sarah Pauley.
Yeah, which is interesting. I saw her recently on, when I was rewatching John Adams, she's in that miniseries on HBO.
That's the girl who made The Stories We Tell.
Same one.
And she was the crazy girl in Mr. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
She was the lead in Go.
She was the alien in Splice.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was in Dawn.
She's the blonde gal who's basically ties everything together.
Yeah. Dawn of the Dead. She was in Baron, the Adventures of Baron Munchausen. She was in many things, turns out. No, she's great. I didn't know she directed. This is news to me. So that's cool.
Take This Waltz.
All right.
Cool.
Are all streaming, everybody? All on Netflix? Is that what we determined from today's?
I know mine's on both Netflix and Amazon Prime.
All right, cool.
Yeah, mine's on Netflix.
We Kim and I watched Snatch last night, which with Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt and like it's a Guy Ritchie British Jason Statham thing,
right?
Yeah. It's old. I've seen it a bunch of times, but I never really get tired of it.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Totally,
kind of in that. Yeah, love that movie.
Yeah. Which is, I think this is this. He made Lock, Stock, and then this. I think this came after.
I think so. And the the stuff that he has Brad Pitt do as far as that accent,
it's amazing.
Completely.
I get the camera in for me, ma'am. It's like, what? I get to carry a man for me, ma'am. Like, Brad Pitt is amazing when he does weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Love it.
So I just sent you a trailer. I don't know if Steven Schleicher talked about this on the show, but Mark saw his tweet about it, and we watched this movie called Predestination.
Oh, yeah.
With Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I heard of this. I want to see it.
You have to rent it.
Well, here's the part of it.
I could put him in front of you? The man that ruined your life. If I could guarantee that you'd get away with it, would you kill him?
Dude, what?
Many New Yorkers are leaving the city in fear of a fifth attack by the Fizzle Bomber.
So this is set in like 63. You already have
me at that. No. It's a time travel movie. So it's
great.
It's set in a varying time period.
I'll take that too. That's awesome.
I love time machines where you have the little dials to spin.
This looks great.
It's in a like a violin case. It's so weird, and I'm sure that you could poke holes through some of it, but like when you start kind of, it's
did it come out?
I don't know, but it is a chicken or egg kind of movie, literally, like chicken or egg.
Yeah,
which came
first? Actually talk about chickens and eggs?
Well, they reference it in the movie. Okay. They reference it.
He's called a temporal agent.
Maybe not literally.
Okay, not literally.
All right, let's see here what we got on release. I'm just trying to see real quick.
I'm still thinking about the movie.
Oh, so you've seen the movie?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then it is in out theaters, in some form.
In theaters, January 9th, 2015. So, yeah, it just came out in theaters. Oh, really?
We watched it at home.
It's on DVD in some, what does it say?
Oh,
in
so it's like one of those simultaneous release things. Interesting.
I think you can just rent it on iTunes.
According to this.
At it right now, you can rent it for $6.99 in HD on iTunes.
Yeah, there's
highly recommend.
So this is like what this is like. This is a lot like Snowpiercer in that they're doing that stuff first because this has no theatrical release yet. Interesting.
This has a Looper vibe to it.
I like Looper, so I'm
in. If you like Looper. I mean, it's a totally different story, but, you know, I got kind of same buttons pushed on that one.
This looks great. And also there's a girl in it named Sarah Snook, and I'm all into that name.
Yeah, I like Ethan Hawke too, especially after Boyhood was just so damn good.
Oh, I need to see that.
Yeah. There's a rumor that he's going to make Manhood. Did you hear about that? Do another 12-year thing? I'm serious. He's thinking about it.
Continuing with the same...
Yeah, same actors and go another like 12, 14 years or whatever.
Weird.
I don't know if that's true.
I was just starting to not like the kid in that movie, though. He's like just starting to get irritating. So I was like, all right, they stopped at a good time. That was a good age for them to stop following this Mason kid.
He's turning into a dick in his 20s.
It's going to be those 7-Up movies.
I love those 7-Up movies. Oh my gosh, I love those.
Yeah.
Are those, they're doing another one of those, I hope.
Probably.
I thought one came out in 2012.
It did, yeah. That was the latest. So I guess I got to wait another, 3 years or something until they do the next one. But the great thing about that is that director, I don't know how he's still alive. Like, I don't know how he is still alive.
With the 7-Up
movies?
I don't think he is. I think it passed on to the people that were helping him.
Well, no, I don't mean the original like 60s dude. I know he's not doing it, but the guy, he was there in his 20s helping. And then everyone after the first one is that same dude, and he's still kicking it, man. It's crazy to me. It's the story of the venerable soft drink company 7-Up and how it's gone through so many changes. It's
exciting.
Incredible.
I like that.
All right.
I think those are streaming too, aren't they? Yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
Well, at least the first one is.
Alan Armstrong is the guy's name. He was born in 46. So I guess he's still got something left in him. Oh, my birthday in 46. That's cool. And he'll keep making these, I suppose. He even directed an episode of Downton Abbey. So that guy's got plenty to do.
He's a posh, yes.
Plenty to do between these 7-Up things. So don't worry about me.
So, Nicole, do you have a new Quizler topic for us for next time?
Yes, and I'm excited about this one because it might actually require you to watch something I've been recommending for what it feels like a month now.
Okay.
So this one's recommended by Terry, BBC original TV shows.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
gosh, wonder which one you think we should be watching that we haven't watched yet.
Hmm. Hey, by the way, that one you're thinking of came out in 2011 in that country. What took us so long to get it over here? That's ridiculous. Think about that, 2011.
Are you talking about Black Mirror?
Yeah. That thing's old. It still holds up, obviously, but it's kind of old in terms of modern day how quick something comes out. I don't know why it took so long for U.S. audiences to get a taste of that thing. It's crazy.
It's great.
Anyway.
I hope they make more.
Yeah, we'll do that. I like this idea. It's good. It's a solid idea for next week's recommendals. Nicole Spag on Twitter. Anything else going on you want to mention? Hello?
Yeah, no, there's nothing going on.
Just thinking real hard.
For those that are wondering, I've taken a break from Lazy Lead and Nerd Parents. Just a lot going on family-wise, so I needed to... This is really my only outlet right now.
Well, I like that you still have one and that we're in part of it, so that makes me happy. Well, cool. We'll still follow her on Twitter, everybody. It's Nicole Spag on Twitter. We'll be back next week with a brand new recommendals. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
I want to watch the video of her punishing Mark for messing with her mixer. That's what I want.
Yeah, no kidding. Ooh, yeah. Put that on YouTube.
Yeah, put that up, baby. Shouldn't call her baby. That's creepy. All right.
Where did you go with that?
I don't know. I've gone places I didn't intend to go. But I do know this. I know this. Whoops. Why won't you play?
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
The man in question is Tom Merritt. If there's anything you can say about him... is that he knows how to
smoke weed every day.
And here he is, Tom Merritt. How's it going?
I really am not very good at that. I don't want to.
Maybe with more days you'll get more practice. You'll get
better. I don't want to leave an inaccurate impression on people. You know, because then people, the next time people come by my house, they bring a bunch of weed. They're like, "Hey, I hear you smoke this every day. Yeah. Can you show me some tips?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Actually, it wasn't true. Yeah. I don't even know how to properly pack a bowl."
Sure.
And then they're like, "You're a liar. You're a fraud," and they storm out of my house.
Properly,
smoke poorly every day. Yeah,
It doesn't roll off the tongue when you say smoke weed every 90 days or so.
Smoke weed once every 25 years.
Well, unless you're me and you get called square, because I never have.
Yes, square.
Square.
You know, nothing wrong with being square.
Nothing wrong
with
square.
Cover all the angles.
That's right. See,
maybe we don't care.
I like it. That's not bad. Tom Merritt is the tech genius who comes on the show every Wednesday.
And stop talks. It. I don't smoke weed every day and I'm not a genius.
All right, fine. Both those things have been incorrect so far, but whatever he's going to bring to the table today, I'm sure is not only correct, but
I got nothing, Scott.
You've gone through with a fine tooth comb.
Genius every day.
Yeah, tech news every day, see?
Oh, a new theme song.
That's
for
not
the
bad.
Show.
Tech news every
tech
day.
Tech news every day.
Somebody out there know how to make that sound right? They can send it in. themorningstream@gmail.com. Yeah, please. Why don't you lay upon us whatever it is at the altar of Tom today? In
well,
the word,
first of
word
all, effect. I want to back up the predestination recommendation that Nicole Spag just gave, but also provide the added bonus that in select cities, you can see this in an actual theater if you wanted to.
Whoa. With popcorn and everything?
Yeah. In fact, in my neighborhood, Sundance Sunset Cinemas on Sunset Boulevard is showing it.
Wow. So this thing was shown originally shown at, I think, Sundance last year.
Yeah, it was a Sundance release. And so, yeah, they're doing like limited theatrical release, but mostly online, which Snowpiercer did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the most, where it's like not an either or. They're saying like, hey, really dig the theater experience? Then, you know, we'll do that, but we won't force you to do that.
Well, how does one shake the idea or the feeling that the reason that this thing is coming out as a rental on digital services before, or at least in conjunction with a very limited theater release, how do you shake the feeling that that's because the studio doesn't have faith in it? You know, like that's that old idea of direct to video.
I mean, because that's been ingrained in our heads for
so exactly.
Long.
That's the old approach, which is like you only go straight to DVD if you don't have faith. And therefore, in the modern age, the analog is you only go straight to digital if it's a crappy movie. And that's just not true. You go straight to digital if you feel like the distribution you're going to get from the theaters is not consummate with the audience that you think is out there. So you go straight to digital where the audience is. You say, hey, the people that are going to want to see this movie aren't the kind of people who go to theaters, but they are the kind of people who have iTunes or Vudu or, you know, and watch stuff at home and are really into this. So it's just smart targeting, I think.
It seems like, or part of it seems a little overcautious, because how will a mainstream audience ever be again exposed to a theater going experience with smart science fiction, for example, if they don't do that anymore, if they just target us, you know, people at home with their computers hooked up. You know,
well,
what I
but
mean?
That it's a little bit like saying, why will people ever listen to the radio when they can watch television, right? Like, we'll find what the theater's actually good for rather than it being like your only choice.
Yeah.
Because people
said
the same thing about movies. They're like, once movies started being shown on free over-the-air broadcast in the 70s, in the 60s and 70s, people were like, well, color TV, why would I go to the theater? And people, and then it seems obvious now, but at the time people were like, oh, well, but the theater has a bigger screen, you know, and that communal experience, and you don't have to deal with commercials. And we get better and better at replicating the theater experience in our homes, but it still isn't the same.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. It's easy for me to get kind of stinky about it, because I just feel like the stereotype wants to live in my head that the studios are afraid of anything that's outside the norm, and they're going to do things to be all sketchy about it. And I got to probably stop thinking that way, because how else was I going to get this movie? Like, I should be glad that I'm getting it
in this
form.
This movie is in wider release than any blockbuster film that's only in theaters. Why? Because it can potentially be in every single house.
I just don't feel, I mean, I'd heard of this thing. I think I saw part of the trailer before, but I don't think I wouldn't have known without today's episode.
It's a habit changing thing, right?
Yeah.
I found out about it because I saw a write-up review of it on IO9. But how is it you find out about any movie, right? You see a trailer, you read a write-up about it. So you have to be either reading the right sources, those sources have to be covering this sort of thing, or you have to be willing to be like, hey, I like to watch movies And guess what? iTunes now has current movies. I saw this thing advertised at the very top of iTunes after I read about it on Io9. I went into iTunes and there it was, like, rent, Predestination. Mm. So it's the awareness factor of things has to adapt to the new model, which is happening slowly. It's not quite there yet.
Well, this episode of Cord Killers Jr. was brought to you by Yahoo.
Yahoo has found some information for you regarding embroidery.
Thank you, Yahoo, for sponsoring this episode. all right.
For information on embroidery. Oh, you know what? The one of the stories I want to talk about is kind of tied into this. AT&T is launching a show on Snapchat.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Right. On Snapchat?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right.
It's called Snapper Hero. It's got some of the stars of Video Game High School. I guess Harley from Epic Mealtime is in it. And they say a star from Epic Mealtime. And I'm like, well, it's got to be Harley, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're going online. They're asking people to help create the backstories, the costumes, the origin stories, et cetera, of these heroes. And then they're going to do 12 episodes that will be available through Snapchat on the AT&T account. And you have to watch them within 24 hours of their appearance or they go away.
Wow.
Weird.
So, okay. You know, it's interesting. You start to see, because they've got the new Discovery feature that they just launched in an update. And you're seeing this thing go from like this weird idea to this controversial, quote unquote, sexting tool that all the kids are using, to what it more likely is, which is just another way to do social networking. And now seeing it try to break into, I don't know, this weird entertainment space is really weird. That is a weird app to apply all this to.
Everyone felt the same way about Twitter in the early days, too. I had so many people asking me, like, what's it good for? Mm-hmm. Why would you use it? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how to get the most out of it. And I feel like Snapchat's going through that same phase where certain people who use it all the time, like Justin Robert Young's a big advocate of it, totally get the value of it. And there's a bunch of people who don't use it all the time who are like, I don't get it. I thought this was taking pictures of your wiener. And it's like, no, that's not what it's about.
Well, the ones I get from Justin are of his wiener. So I don't know if he's got
but those
message.
Are pictures of hot dogs in packaging at the grocery store. It's weird.
He does like to flip me off. That's what I think it's his flip off generator, because he sends me Snapchats of him giving me the bird in a mirror.
Giving you the finger. That's
awesome. Yeah. Which is nice. I like that. But, all right.
Makes you feel loved.
I have really no problem with this. I think it's a fine idea. I just don't know how, I don't know.
I feel like it ties into our previous conversation, because it's an example of companies large and small trying everything right now. Mm-hmm. Like, the borders should have been down a decade ago, frankly. Like, we've had the capability of doing all this kind of stuff, but slowly people have adapted to it. And now it's like, maybe we could do an episode, 12 episode series on Snapchat that'll get people to watch. And instead of awkwardly trying to force our AT&T phones onto a television show on the CW, people will accept it because it's from our channel and won't seem as awkward.
Yeah. And also, this idea that you're the experimenting with ways people are consuming things is probably very smart, because you've got millions of people using something, and maybe they're using it in a way that seems counterintuitive when it comes to other traditional media. But then you figuring out a way to shoehorn something in there may just be the thing that, explodes. I mean, who knows?
Frankly, this might flop, but this may show one part of it that worked. That makes somebody go, hey, but you know what? Next time we try something, we should try this.
Yeah.
And then they hit on something amazing. It's very easy. And I know you out there listening right now. Yeah, you know who you are sitting there going, this is a stupid idea. It's going to fall on its face. And when it's fall on its face, you're going to feel all superior. But this is how we actually get cool new things, is people try stuff that might fall on its face.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point. And it's also low impact. It's not like this is they had to buy a giant studio and build a bunch of things physically. And I took the biggest risk of all time to try this.
It's not a $1 billion budget thing. Sure. Although it does sound like they're going to put some production effort into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's no small feat, but in the larger scheme of things, it's a cheap experiment. Yeah. And that's what this all affords everybody to do, is cheap little experiments. I mean, hell, even in the context of this show, we do cheap little experiments all the time.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Turn out to be, that should be a common thread through this show forever. So what's the difference? I think this is fine. I still find Snapchat a little bewildering in terms of why I care about it. but I don't think I'm their audience, and I'm starting, and I'm okay with that too.
Yeah, and I'm curious if folks like you, you people,
yeah,
I'm trying not to say that, you old people like us. I'm curious if Snapchat ever becomes more appealing to you as it tries these different things, or if it's just one of those, you know, not for me kind of situations.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they told me a really cool, interesting science fiction thriller type story and did it in 10-second increments every day and I got to check it every day, that sounds kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of idea.
It's going to be longer than 10 seconds too.
Well, they probably will be. But in my mind, you almost have to take advantage of it. Like, would anyone care about Vine if it was unlimited time? No. Part of what made that special is 6 seconds. And part of what makes it continue to thrive in certain, you know, in certain people's hands is, you know, this 6 second format is where all the creativity happens. And if you suddenly make that, hey, we've decided to go 190 seconds maximum, suddenly all the appeal of Vine goes away and people just would rather use YouTube or something else.
Right. And we were talking about this yesterday in regards to Twitter's video upload feature. And my argument was, this is just Twitter adding the image upload for video.
Yeah, that's it.
This is not a, and people, some people are like, well, what about Vine? I'm like, Vine's a different thing. It's only 6 seconds. It's meant just to be Vines. Like, this mm-hmm. Twitter thing is going to be 30 seconds. So it seems weird to think like, yeah, but it's basically Twitter uploading video. I'm like, yeah, on paper, those statements are true.
Yeah.
But in reality, when people use Vine, they don't think about it the way they think about Twitter, which is one of the problems with integrating Vine into Twitter. I think Twitter thought more Vines would migrate over to Twitter, and they haven't. It's stayed in its own little area.
It's got its own ecosystem. There are people with 8.4 million followers on Vine and 2,000 followers on Twitter. Like, there's just not the crossover isn't what you think it is. And
yeah.
Or what they thought it would be. And that's really interesting to me. But it's this weird ecosystem. So what's to say that Snapchat won't create its own burgeoning, incredible entertainment ecosystem that lives within the shell of Snapchat? I don't think that's that far fetched. Doesn't have to be connected to anything else, you know? If there's enough people.
I just sent you a Snapchat.
Oh, let's see what I got here. if this is a wiener,
I hope it's I hope
couldn't find a
off.
Wiener. I have an Oscar Mayer hot dog whistle somewhere.
Couldn't find a wiener. That's amazing. Oh, you know what? Snapchat crashed. That's not good. Snap crash. Okay, here we go.
That's why you don't like it. It doesn't like you.
I'm pulling it up now. Here we go. Ace detect. Let's see what we got. Oh, yeah. Look at that. I didn't know we sent you one of those. That's great.
Oh, yeah. That's what I use for my coasters on my desk.
Here. Nice. Well, I'd like a good, well-used coaster. Oh, there's one from Justin flipping me off. Wonderful. this has been enlightening, as it always is, and you can get more of this great kind of content and technology analysis and news at DTNS, the Daily Tech News Show, which happens today. You got any cool guests lined up today? What's going on?
Yeah, Robert Herron, former HD Nation. I think HD Nation's surviving in some form or other, but he knows the televisions and the home stereos, and he follows the tech news in general as well. I've known Robert for a long time. He's a real smart guy. So it's good to have him on the show today. Not sure exactly what our main topic will be, but we'll be talking about all the tech news of the day. So check it out, dailytechnewsshow.com. And folks, if you would like to see more Scott Johnson on Daily Tech News Show, and you have not helped us out on Patreon yet, and you can afford to do so, might want to head over to patreon.com/acedetect.
Yeah, me and Veronica, just in the wings, waiting to get in there. Should be fun.
They've got their warm-up track suits on,
yeah,
jumping up and down.
Ready to roll. By the way, HD Nation has not updated their blog since 10 months ago, so I think things
yeah,
are
I know.
There.
Well, no, HD Nation was a Revision 3 show, and it went away.
Mm.
But I think there is a not-called HD Nation version either in the works or out there.
All right, so that makes sense. Also, congratulations to our mutual friend,
Roger Chang.
Roger Chang, who had a baby. And,
he did. He had a little baby.
Yeah, thrilled for him. That's awesome. He'll be a great... Great
Heart
dad.
Roger, baby.
The tiny Roger.
Yeah, he texted me a picture. So cute.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very excited for him and his wife. All right, Tom Merritt, Ace Detect on Twitter. Follow him. Do things with him. He's great. Tom, stay out of trouble, man.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye now.
See ya.
He's so southern when he wants to be. Bye, y'all.
Y'all, see y'all.
Bye, y'all.
At least he didn't call us bye, guys. Jeez.
I know, right? Because we already know. we got a couple emails here. They're brought to us by...
Enjoy Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
Of course you do. Check out On the Stack, the Magic the Gathering podcast with the Tadpool's very own Mike, Iceworm, and Todd, Warcrusher. Each episode, they discuss the latest in Magic the Gathering news, talk strategy, review the latest decks, answer your questions, and more.
Yeah.
Find us at iceworm.org/magic or on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm getting taken. I'm being attacked. I'm being called out on Twitter for my stance on performance art, specifically the one I talked about on FilmSack about that lady. Yeah.
Right.
I don't have a people are assuming that means I don't like any performance art. That is absolutely not true. I just think you're all drinking the Kool-Aid if you think she's up to something interesting. That's all I'm saying. Right. There are a bunch of performance artists who literally blow my mind with what they
do. I know art, and that's not art.
That is not art. I know it when I see it. Mm-hmm. And that ain't it. All right, Brian.
Yes.
That's going to get me emails just saying that, but that's fine. Bring him in. Bring him in. Scott and Brian, in regards to Monday's episode where you played these stoned Scott clips, Jim says this. I just want to let the two of you know that I have never laughed so hard in all of your 700 plus episodes. You know what else? I was in a public library. I had to leave because I think I was getting they were getting ready to kick me out for disturbing the peace with my laughter. Thanks a bunch and love the show, though. Jim. Nice. Well, that's good to know.
Yes. Glad we almost got you kicked out of a public library.
You know, if we accomplish even just that, we've done our job.
Our work is done.
Yeah, work is done. Dear Sea Cucumber and Barnacle, says Paul.
Okay.
I'm the only person in the world who can pick hair out of my food and just keep eating like nothing happened. Meaning is, that's the question. So that's what he does. We have a really good authentic Mexican cuisine restaurant here where I live, and it happens. Look, I have some standards. I get a fly in my beer at a Texas airport Chili's one time. I drank half
standards and you ate at an airport Chili's?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, keep going.
I know, that seems a little suspect. Anyway, I drank about half of it before I noticed it and sent it back. Also, I got toenails. Yes, a toenail in a Perkins French silk pie. Didn't eat that either. A single human hair might be the most harmless inert thing on the planet. What's the big deal? I don't honestly know. Evict the butt turtle, Paul. All right, Paul. I don't disagree. Here's the funny thing about human hair. If you see a pretty girl with brown, lovely, beautiful hair,
uh-huh.
You're like, she has such pretty hair. I love to run my fingers through her hair. What wonderful hair she has. The minute one of those falls off into your freaking fruit pie, you want to die, right? I don't know why that is. I guess you just don't want to eat it.
Here's the line. If I'm in a restaurant and it's not hair of you know, that's either my own or my wife's or whatever, I'm sending it back. If I'm at home and there's a hair in my food, yeah, I just pull the thing out, put it on the side of my plate, keep eating.
Yeah.
But
because that's hair, yeah, you know. That's hair you're familiar with.
That's exactly.
Right.
Who knows where that hair has been?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know that came from their head.
Yeah, you don't need it coming from Paco's recent Brazilian that he had earlier that day, and now he's in there in a little one of his long like Brazilian
Paco
hairs.
Paco got the Brazilian. They're so.
But yes, I'm with Brian 100% on this. Although I am very, very slow to return anything at restaurants because mm-hmm. having
just
worked
you think
at one,
it'll be worse when it comes back,
dude. The things I shouldn't say we because I never did, but the things people at that Chi-Chi's I worked at used
all
to
I
do,
heard.
And all it took was like, this is undercooked. That's all that one was. My steak's a little undercooked. Can I have it send it back and have it cooked a little bit more? No problem, sir. They bring it in the back. Guy puts it on the floor, steps on it twice, licks it, puts it back on the grill. Cooks it,
I think
sends it back
as long
out.
As you're nice, as long as you're, you know, really cool about it and not bitchy, then.
But they were cool about it. The cook didn't care because he didn't have to interface with the guy.
Right.
He just, it was, I mean, the things I witnessed made me never want to return anything again.
Oh, God.
I know.
Still want to be held hostage by that.
I don't like it either. Because then you're paying for things you don't want. But I know what I've seen.
Right.
I've seen some things.
Okay.
You can send your emails to us at themorningstream@gmail.com. A reminder, if you want to participate in our TMS 2015 30-second film festival, the rules are simple. They're at the top of this show. We'll talk about it more as we go on. Please go to tiny.cc/TMSfilm. And speaking of ways to help us out, if you would like to do that and love the show and want to see it grow and continue, give us some love over at patreon.com/TMS.
Get new things, new shows. You'll get stuff from us.
Coffee prints, all kinds of cool stuff.
Coffee prints. That way you can tell exactly who gave you that coffee.
The artist formerly known as Coffee Prince. You can also call us, leave us a voicemail, 801-471-0462. Our website is frogpants.com/TMS. You can also find us on Twitter, at Coverville, at Scott Johnson, and at Morning Stream. All right, that's going to do it. Let's get out of here with some music. Oh, Wendy will be here tomorrow. We got all that worked out, so looking forward to that. She published a book, so we'll talk about that too.
Have you let her listen to your audio clips, by the way?
No, she hasn't heard any of that.
She needs to hear those.
Yeah, I think you a couple
to,
of those.
Between now and tomorrow, you need to send her a link to that episode and have her just listen through those clips, because I'd like to know, you know, how she translates some
okay.
of that.
Okay, you'd like to, I mean, that's easy to do. I'll send her the whole segment and there say, you can you make, what is your sense of the some of the things I say under the influence of these drugs?
Exactly.
And we'll find out tomorrow. So tune in for that.
A trip into Scott's psyche.
Ooh, let's not go there. Brian, let's go to some music. Why not?
I'm going to give you a psychoscopy.
Yeah.
William wrote in, I'm turning 30 on the 28th.
Oh, congrats.
That's today. Happy birthday. Yeah. And I would like to hear Big Time because I like the original, and the cover by Randy Newman really has that Randy Newman signature sound that I find really funny in the song. Signed, William Gross.
Nice.
Well, first off, happy birthday, William. And happy 30th. Welcome to another demographic bracket.
Nice.
I guess it's 35 is when you get into that one. Mm. So Peter Gabriel recorded this cover album a few years ago called Scratch My Back, or I think it was called And I'll Scratch Yours. No, it's the other way around. I'll Scratch Yours was his cover album.
Yeah.
And then some of those very same people that he covered Peter Gabriel's songs on another album called Scratch My Back. I might have it backwards.
Well, he took
I know there were two albums, Scratch My Back and I'll Scratch Yours. He covered people on one of them. Other people covered him.
And it makes sense. I mean, did they have that deal going into it, or did they respond to his request?
I think they had that deal going into it. Yeah, and I'll Scratch Yours was other people covering Peter Gabriel, because that's where this song came from.
Love
I could have just looked at this album.
Love it.
And that would have made things a lot easier. Mm. Came out 2 years ago, 2013. Peter Gabriel getting covered by all these artists, including Randy Newman, who puts a very Randy Newman feel onto Peter Gabriel's song Big Time. And here it is.
All right. Well, we should play it, I think.
We should play it. That would be a good time.
I agree. So here it is. It's Big Time. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Take it easy.
I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it growing big time. Big time. The place where I come from. Make it show. My eyes getting bigger. My head's getting bigger. My belly's getting bigger. My bank account is getting bigger. Big time. My ass getting bigger. Big time.
Podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
You can even have a photo printed on the side of a mug.
My ass get bigger.